Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in a real mixture. The second hour is, as you know, strictly Chazonus, and the first hour is the mixture. It's a little of this, a little bit of that, some Hasidic, some Yiddish, some Israeli, and what I call American Jewish music or whatever you might call that, and lots going on. I'll tell you about the demonstration, the attempted demonstration that we had today across from the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. But I'll tell you about that a little later. We're going to start off with some music from Gadi Alon, and this is from an album called Zmirot from My Father's House. And the first selection will be Menucha V'Simcha. This is from the Friday night service, or from Friday night.
Menucha V'Simcha Or La Yehudim La Yehudim Yom Shabbaton Yom Achemadim Machemadim Shomra V'Zochra V'Hema Me'idim Me'idim Ki L'Shisha Kol Beroyim Ve'Omedim Shemei Shamayim Eretz V'Yamim Ve'Yamim Tzva marom gevoyim veramim verahamim Tanim v'adam v'chayot re'emim re'emim Kivei ado shem tzur olamim Ua shediber le'am segulato segulato Shamor lekatcho mi bo ve'atzeto ve'adeteto Shabbat kodesh yom chemedato chemedato Ki bo shabbat egel mikol melachto Be'mitzvat shabbat el yachalitzach yachalitzach Ra'el aviyach ish le'ametzach le'ametzach Nishmat kol chai ve'gam enaritzach enaritzach Echol besimcha ki ikvaratach Be'mishne lechem ve'kiddush rabba ve'kiddush rabba Ve'rov mat'amim ve'ruach nediva ve'ruach nediva Yizeku le'ra ve'tuv ha'mitan gimeva Be'viyad go'el Le'chayei ha'olam haba
Gadi Alon. Well, we'll hear one more selection, a very quick one, but I would like to inform you that for the next 2 weeks during the Sfira period, I'll be playing some live davenings, particularly of Moshe Stern and some others, so you can tune in. There will be appropriate selections being played. Let's go back to Zmirot from My Father's House, sung by cantor Gadi Alon, and this will be Yismachu.
Yismachu malchutcha shomerei 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 shabbat vekorei onek shabbat yisbechu b'malchutcha shomerei 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 shabbat vekorei onek shabbat Mekadeshei, Mekadeshei Shevi Shabbat Kulam Yisbehu Vitanku Mituvevecha Shabbat Yisbechu b'malchutcha Yishomerei yishomerei Shabbat v'korei Onek Shabbat Yisbechu b'malchutcha Yishomerei 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 Shabbat v'korei Onek Shabbat Yisbechu מלכותך שומרי שבת שומרי שבת וקורי עונג ישמחו במלכותך שומרי שבת שומרי שבת וקורי עונג Mekadeshei, Mekadeshei Shevi Kulam, Kulam Yisbehu Vitan Gomitu Vecha Mekadeshei, Mekadeshei Shevi Kulam, Kulam Yisbehu Vitan Gomitu Vecha Vashvi ratzitabo Vashvi ratzitabo Vekidashto ratzitabo Vekidashto Chemed ad yamim Otom karata Zereyechet Lemase bereshit Yisbechu b'malchutcha Shomerei 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 Shabbat shomerei shabbat V'korei onek Yisbechu b'malchutcha Shomerei 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 Shabbat shomerei shabbat V'korei onek Aham mekadeshei mekadeshei Shevi'i Kula v'kula nidbeyo V'tanegu mituvecha Mekadeshei, Mekadeshei, Shevi'i Kula v'kula nidbeyo V'tanegu mituvecha Vashevi ratzita bo וקידשתו חמדת ימים אותו קראת זכר 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 למעשה בראשית ישמחו במלכותך שומרי 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 שבת וקורי עונג שבת ישמחו במלכותך ושומרי שומרי שומרי שבת וקורי עונג שבת
God you alone from songs from my father's house. Well, I have quite a few recordings of Rebbe Nachman's songs, and I decided I'll be playing some of those during the next few weeks. Of course, I'll be skipping that next week and the following week because of Sfira, but I'm going to play two selections right now to get you in the Rebbe Nachman Na na Nachman, na na Nachman from Uman, mood. Rebbe Nachman teaches, unification is brought about through singing and playing music. Understand this. It is the category of musicians playing at a wedding celebration. Well, that's heavy duty. But Rabbi Nosson, who was his scribe and wrote much of his teachings, wrote this. The essential reconciliation of elements distant from one another as two opposites occurs through music. Thus, the essential adherence and connection to God from this lowly, limited physical world is through music. As we experience with our own senses, even a person who is very distant from God, finding himself on the lowest level of mundanity, is most often awakened to God through music, and then recognizes himself and his situation. So in case you didn't understand that, it really means that if you're a Breslover, you really believe that one way to reach God is through music. I'm going to play two selections to get us started. The first one is Simen Tov U'Mazel Tov. According to the liner notes, good sign and good fortune. This is another of the lilting, hauntingly joyful dance tunes brought from Uman, this time by Reb Yochanan ben Baruch Galant of Berdichev. In order to fulfill Rabbi Nosson's requests that at our table should be heard our teachings and our songs, Rabbi Burstein said it to these words from the Kiddush Levana, Sanctification of the New Moon, which are sung at almost all smichot. Well, okay, did you get that? Okay, let's get right into the Breslover Rebbe Nachman music, and this is Simen Tov U'Mazel Tov.
Yeah, I love you.
la 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 la.
Wow, that is quite a change, right? Right towards the end. I was wondering what's happening there. Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about our demonstration towards the end of the first hour. But we'll have one more selection from Rebbe Nachman. This is Ashreinu, Joyful Are We. Reb Nosson, through whom most of Rebbe Nachman's teachings come down to us, made up this song to keep himself in a joyous frame of mind, even during very trying days. It is truly a rich inheritance from the Breslover community, to whom simcha, joy, is such an important goal in life. The words come from the morning prayers. I think you're going to like this one. This is Ashreinu, again, from Rebbe Nachman's songs, Ashreinu. Yes, they're into nature, of course.
Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu.
Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu.
Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu umanoim goyer aleinu.
Ah! toil chelkeinu Umanoim doir oleinu Ashreinu matoil 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 chelkeinu Umanoim doir oleinu
Well, one of the reasons that you hear the birds is that there's a great association with nature also through the Breslover community. That was Ashreinu, and this is Charlie Bernhout. If you tuned in a little earlier, you know that somewhere around 8:30, 20 minutes to 9, usually I play a particular selection or a particular album just to test the waters, if you will. And Sol called me and said everything was working, and it's always good to know that we're not offline. I never really know until the last minute, but that's showbiz, I guess. Okay, well, you know, a few weeks ago I started with a sing-along, and you know that Dove Seltzer had a wonderful album from the early 60s, Dove Seltzer and the Maccabee Singers, and it was Hebrew Melodies. So you know the deal. You have to join along and sing, because when you're singing, it's really hard to be sad. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but something happens through song, as we heard from Rabbi Nachman. So I think you should know at least one or two of the next few selections. Well, you definitely know the second one that I'll be playing, but let's try Evenings Come. This is Erev Ba, and this is Dove Seltzer and the Maccabee Singers, and this is from an album from the early 60s. Yeah, the 1960s. Erev Ba.
Oh.
Dov Seltzer and the Maccabee Singers. Come on, join in with Hine Matov. Dov Seltzer again. Hine Matov.
Hine Matov Umanaim Sheberachim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim Sheberachim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Sheberachim Gam Yachad. Hine Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim 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 Shevet Achim, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim Shevet Achim, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim Shevet Achim, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. Hine Matov Umanaim
The one more, Hey the Roma, Going South.
Roma libe sheva ruach ba midbar no shevet shila arav yara narad yanim ach mi harta etel lama kishavarta vehine vuchofeda Hey da Roma, hey da Roma, hey da Roma leila. Hey da Roma, hey da Roma, hey da Roma leila. Supayim neoveret al haderech Hi doheret tamid ba'akushaa Chipit kantasim karuat Hanochem rosho paruat Karma derech ne'ela Hey daroma, hey daroma Hey daroma ne'ela Hey daroma, hey daroma Hey daroma ne'ela הלוחם עייף יגע על הארץ מסתרע וחשב לכך תבור את הארץ בי נשבעתי את כולה לכם נתתי מידם ועד יצאו היי דרומה, היי דרומה, היי דרומה לאלה היי דרומה, היי דרומה, היי דרומה לאלה Hey, Daruma Leila. Hey, Daruma Leila. Hey, Daruma Leila.
Dove Seltzer, and those were selections from an album, Hebrew Songs. That was around 1962 or 63, somewhere around there. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoy this music. I know some of you do. You do give me some feedback once in a while. It's always good to hear from you. I'm at cbjmusic@aol.com. Well, you know that because you're looking at the website. I know you know how to reach me, cbjmusic@aol.com. You know, during the second hour, I have the guest Chazonus lover, GCL, and if you wish to participate, that certainly is an option. You get in touch with me. And I know many of you are listening to this program via the archives, and you're probably in Australia or South Africa or whatever. If you email me and give me your phone number, I'll call you and we'll pre-record an interview with you, and I'll play a couple of your favorite selections of Chazonus, and we'll have a brief schmooze. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and I look forward to hearing from you on that. Okay, well, we've had a lot of weddings lately, haven't we? That's June, the month of June, I guess. And let's hear Pirkei Eretz Yisrael with Simon Tov and Mazel Tov. Pirkei Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, my.
Pirkei Eretz Yisrael. Well, you know, I have 15,000 albums in my private collection of Jewish music. I guess about 10,000 33s, 2 or 3,000 tapes, 2 or 3,000 CDs. And I don't even count the 78s and whatever. But over the years, I used to enjoy, anytime I was in the or near the Lower East Side, I would stop in at the Eldridge Street store of the House of Menorah, and I would drop in on Saul Tischler or his son Johnny, as it was in later years. And they would let me go into the back, and I would go through the stacks and pull out albums that I didn't have. And I have a lot of albums that I listened to once, and they're on my shelves. I'm not sure I'll ever listen to them again, but I used to have a lot of fun going to the House of Menorah with Saul and Johnny Tischler. And many of you who are old-timers remember the House of Menorah. Well, why am I mentioning that? Because they distributed an album, or they created an album, sold an album, produced an album called the Nagina Wedding Album. And this is Hasidic Dance, because it is time for weddings. And well, let's hear some of this Nagina Wedding Dance. As I'm listening to this, I was thinking about the weddings that I don't go to anymore. You know how you can tell whether you're on the good list or the bad list. It's how close they seat you to the band. And, you know, although I do respect a lot of the bands and I'm friendly with many of the band leaders, I have to tell you that I've reached the point where we just don't go to weddings or smichot or simchas anymore, unless it's family or someone really, really very close, because the sound level is just so oppressive. It's impossible to speak to anyone. So if you're at a table with strangers, you can't even talk to them. And if you're at a table with friends, you can't talk to them either. So what we do now is we attend the service and leave. And, you know, we tell people we'll be happy to be at the service, but forget about the meal, because it's so oppressive. It really is. I the sound level is beyond belief, quite frankly. And I find that in many concerts. I don't mean Chazanis concerts, although I wish that they would do away with the sound systems in most instances. But I just don't go to the hard rock Jewish Hasidic concerts anymore, because I go home with a headache. The eardrums hurt. I don't know how it is with you, but what can I tell you? I think most of the young people are going deaf anyway, so they have to turn the level up so that they can hear it. Anyway, someday I'm going to start a movement when they build these catering places, that they have a separate room for the band and for the dancing and so forth. And those who want to just sit at the table and have a quiet conversation and schmooze with friends, they're not oppressed by the sound level. Anyway, let's get back to a few more minutes, well, a minute and a half or so of Nagina Wedding album. For my friends who are orchestra leaders, you'll have to forgive me, but you just are getting too oppressive. Just too oppressive. This is Nagina Wedding Hasidic Dance. We're next going to hear Yossi Goldstein with Capellier, Yossi Goldstein.
Ram, 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 ram Hai na na maye na na maye na na mu.
Hai na 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 na.
Hai na na maye na na maye na na na.
Hai na 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 na.
Hai na na maye na na maye na na na.
Hai na 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 na.
Hai na na maye na na maye na na na.
Hai na 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 na.
A little different, wouldn't you say? That was who was that? That was Jesse Goldstein with Capellier. Well, you know about Rechnitzer Rejects, and there's the classic Borough Park, and it was written and sung by our friend Seymour Rockoff. Rechnitzer Rejects. This goes back a few years, and this is a great song about Borough Park. You can come in on the chorus.
Schon Zeit genieg, ich fuhr zurück, zurück zu dir, mein Teurer, mein Baropark. Mein Herz ist nicht schwer, ich sorg sich nicht mehr. Seuf, seuf, ich fuhr heim zu euch, mein Baropark. Dort, wo die Schabes und die Jontif ist nicht schwach, wo jeden lernen ein Blatt, Tag und Nacht. Sag jedem dem Wort, als du bist mein Ort. Ich bänk noch euch mein Goldene, mein Boropark. Park. Ich mein nicht Prospekt Park, nur dir allein schön Borough Park. Sag alle mein Freund, Abwoch und Heint, Ich kauf a Kondominium im Boropark mit Schlafzimmer vier und zwei Chandelier. Fahr mir wird lichtig freilich sein in Boropark. Es ist mir finster, kalt wie Winter, wo ich bin. Es fällt da heilige Flamm, das jüdisch in Tam, Daunen in Schocken, in Heinstickel Brocken, sog jeden dem Fort, als du bist mein Ort. Ich denk noch euch mein Goldene, mein Boropark.
Mine Borough Park at Seymour Rockoff. Well, where were you today? This is a very hot day. It was in the 90s. And there was a demonstration on 2nd Avenue and 42nd Street opposite the Israeli consulate. And here's what's happening. You know, Israel has slated to tear down Yeshiva Od Yosef Chai. It just was built three stories, $1 million, brick, stone, and everything. And it was built with encouragement and money from the Israeli government, and now they're going to tear it down. So AFSI, Americans for Safe Israel, and Jack Ross and others, Jack came up with the idea to bring a bulldozer on a flatbed, and to bring it in front of the consulate, and we were there with our sign saying "Do not destroy the yeshiva," and "Jews do not destroy Jewish land," and so forth. So here's what happened. I get there at 11:30, and Helen says, "Well, they're on their way down 2nd Avenue," and we're waiting. 12 o'clock, no trailer. 12:30, what's going on? Okay, we find out that this flatbed that came from Connecticut was actually followed by all sorts of police and so forth. And when they get to 56th Street, all of a sudden the flatbed is surrounded by a dozen police cars and motorcycles, and they're stopped. Okay, so now they want to investigate it, and by the way, we had cleared everything. You got to know that this was not done in a capricious manner, and we had all the permits and everything else like that. So they stop it, and they want to search it for explosives or whatever. So they take a half an hour to do that. Then they want to weigh. They want to weigh it. I don't know why that. They want to weigh it. And you got to understand, we're Switzerland, we're down there, it's 92, 94 degrees, and Paul Schneck, and Shai Adir, and Laurie, and Jack, and Joe Rappaport, not a big crowd, there are maybe a dozen of us, and there's the New York Times photographer, and we finally get the New York Times to come out to see this, and to take pictures of it, and to have this bulldozer coming down. And what happens? Then they measure it, and they say, well, it's 53 feet long, and it's 6 feet longer than the law allows, and it cannot progress down to where we are on 42nd Street. So now it's 1 o'clock, 1:15, and our crew decides to take our signs and to walk up to 56th Street, and we have the photographer from the New York Times, I mean, this whole thing, and we get to around the 50th Street, and I call Helen, she says, nah, the truck left, the motorcycle cops came, and they forced it to move, and gave them four tickets and summonses and so forth. Anyway, it's very clear that the Israeli government or somebody did not want to have that bulldozer across from the Israeli consulate, and they didn't want our signs saying "Don't destroy the Od Yosef Chai Yeshiva," and so that's the way it is. And we tried. That's all I can say is that we tried. And you know what? I was going to play a particular selection, but I'll play it. I'll play it next. I won't play it next week. I'll play it in 3 weeks. It was called "March of the Hebrew Slaves" by Verdi. It's called "The Song of Freedom." It was done by Nana Mouskouri. And it's from Nabucco, the Song of Liberty. And I just realized that we're running a little late, and we want to get onto the Chazanis. So anyway, that's what my day was like, and I hope you had a better day than I did. But look, we try. One thing I must tell you, we get an E for effort, and we still feel that it's insanity for the Israeli government to give anything to Arabs who want to destroy us. They laugh at us. They tell us to our face that they want Haifa and Tel Aviv. They're not just interested in Judea and Samaria. They want the whole thing, and they're unashamed about declaring that. So I believe them, and I don't want to give them anything. I don't know about you. Okay, we should get on to the next hour of Chazanis, and thank you. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping you enjoyed this first hour of Jewish soul music, and let's get on to the second hour.